I'm reading from A Little Deaf by Abigail Thomas. Once on a plane ride, I sat next to an elderly gentleman. My definition of elderly has changed radically in the past 10 years. I'm 72 and swing between feeling either middle-aged or 13. I have to remind myself I'm only middle-aged if I live to be, God forbid, 144. Anyway, he was friendly and pleasant and looked to be in his late 70s, and although I usually simulate sleep by closing the eye closest to the person I don't want to talk to, I found myself curious and engaged. He had such excellent manners. The plane was noisy and it was hard to hear well, but he asked me what I did, and I said I was a writer. He asked me how long I had been a waiter, and I said since I was 48. I caught on to his misunderstanding when he began to describe his favorite restaurants in Albany. When I asked him what he did, I thought he said he was an elevator engineer. I have always been claustrophobic in elevators and went on about that for a while until I noticed the puzzled look on his face. Later, it turned out he was retired, but he had spent his life in elementary education. I never corrected his mistake. At my age, I have no need to set the record straight.